coming to you from our studio.
Hey guys, my name's Sam Wilbur.
As you can tell, I have a sore throat.
That's not helping.
And I talk like this.
So,
No, I don't really.
This is our second You Can't Kick the Mic.
And you may notice some echo in the background, and that's because we're in a wide open area with not too much space
Very
being
wide
occupied.
Open.
It's because it's our new studio. It's late at night.
It's late. What is the time?
And I don't know if you guys remember, but in our last podcast, I was announcing that this coming Tuesday, they're releasing the new IMAX, and that's in a couple minutes. Well, a couple minutes, so it'll be the day.
We can do a countdown, because if there's going to be a half hour until 11:25, that leaves us 5 minutes before. So we could do a special 1 hour podcast.
I have a really sore throat, and I don't Sam's in red pajamas, red stripes.
I got dragged out of my bed, and my sister was like, let's go to Wilf. So,
hey,
I'm here now.
A lot of you said that our podcast was too long last time.
It doesn't help when you talk in a voice very monotone. You cannot be that monotone.
I think you guys will enjoy this. Hey, your root beer's over there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to grab that. Now, one thing that's been on my mind for a couple weeks, and it's very underrated. And you know what that is?
What might that be?
Dreams. Dreams, as in not like, I have a dream, but as in like, going to sleep and dreaming.
What about it?
It's absolutely insane.
Why?
Because when you dream, it feels exactly like real life, correct? When you're in the dream.
I always know it's a dream.
Always, single time.
I can wake myself up whenever I want.
No, but obviously you have dreams where you don't know that it is a dream. I mean, I have plenty of dreams where I know it's a dream, which are lucid dreams, but I have plenty of
lucid dreams?
I've been doing a lot of research.
You are full of nonsense.
And then because it feels exactly like real life, even when you don't know you're dreaming. Like, when you actually are dreaming. Basically a time where you could do absolutely anything you want. You could fly, you could go to the moon, you could go underground, and it's quite insane.
I've been on a conference all day, since 7 in the morning. It's almost 12 midnight, and I just got home.
I have been in a car ride. I've been driving around, sitting in a car. I almost got killed by a bee, okay?
It was a crazy, crazy press meeting. All of the paparazzi was just pounding down my car door everywhere I went.
That's why I wear my hat and sunglasses, so.
Yeah, but no one knows who you are.
Everyone knows who I am.
Or what you are.
Everyone knows who I am.
Who? Who's everyone?
Everyone. 149 people.
I'm selling CS4 on. Oh, why does it say Discord?
See, last night we were going to make a podcast, and I had a really good thing to talk about. I forgot.
You forgot? What was it about?
I don't know.
Is that last night?
Bugging me ever since. What?
Is that the last night that we were going to do it?
Yeah, we were going to do it last night. I get here.
Oh, last night, Well, actually, yesterday, I'm sure you all know, May 1st, Osama bin Laden was...
Oh, see, I was making a vlog.
I made a group about it to see how many people would join it, because there was one that was made shortly after, and every time you refreshed it, it would go up by 200 in likes on Facebook.
I was making a vlog, and I was like, I was going to start it off, at least in the middle... Here, you could have my iPod.
No.
In the middle of it, I was going to be like, oh... Guess who died the other day? It's been insane all over the news. Eddie Lewis.
Right.
Who actually died the same day as him. You know what's crazy, though? Hitler and...
No. Hitler was confirmed dead April 30th, not May 1st.
Okay, it was announced on the same day, though.
That's a stretch.
Did Osama die on May 1st?
No.
I think it was announced on May 1st.
But he didn't die on May 1st.
Exactly, he died before then. Not a week before.
Yeah.
Now
they had to do it. You know what they did? They did a DNA test, and you know what they matched it up with?
What?
His sister was actually at Mass General a while back, and they actually saved her DNA for whatever reason. It's probably not legal. But anyways, they saved it and they matched it up with that, and that's how they got the confirmation.
Now, what if he's not dead? And what if he's locked up in the government chamber somewhere?
Right there.
Oh, my gosh. But what if he's locked up in the government chamber and attached to an electric chair?
Why is my throat so sore? Killing me. It's been killing me all day.
I'm trying to start a discussion here.
And you're just failing all around. Hey, I want to make a shout-out to Sam Marks, my former coworker, who's been wanting to do this podcast with us for a while. This is probably a really bland podcast because it's so late at night. Because
you're talking very monotone. I'm being very
guys, I'm
open right now. You're being like, hey guys, another podcast by me. I'm like, hey guys, what's up?
Except you never reached that decibel point.
I have.
The sore throat. It's because of sore throat. It's really killing me.
Well, so I have a sore toe, but no, well, I'm not going.
Are you speaking out of your toe? Are you speaking out of your toe?
Hey guys, I'm Sam's toe.
Well, all I can think of when you did that was your mom with that weird sock bucket.
Puppet. I think it's creepy.
It was insanely creepy.
Yeah.
At the student leadership conference that I went to, there was this guy named Ted Dare who was a big Hollywood dude, and he's met all the big time people, and he's
he probably met me then.
No, but in all actuality, they're doing this internship, and one of their interns actually, this is dead serious. One of their interns got taken under by Denzel Washington. He took him in.
Is he related to?
You know who Denzel Washington is?
He was the first president of the United States.
You know Denzel Washington? Have you seen The Book of Eli?
Yeah.
The black dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
I don't know. Carry on.
He's the one that all the girls are like, ooh.
Carry on.
Ever seen Shut up. You know Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
You know how they're like, oh, Denzel.
No.
Denzel Washington.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Denzel.
Just creepy.
So, what do you think of this whole Osama ordeal?
I think...
What do you think of Donald Trump?
I think that Osama is locked up in the government chamber attached to an electric
chair. Well,
you're
just a conspiracy theorist, aren't you?
What?
You're one of those radical hipsters that are like, ooh, 9/11 really didn't happen.
I'm not saying 9/11 didn't happen.
Osama's not dead.
Have they released the pictures that they said? They said that their pictures have
been very, very classified. Are you kidding me?
What?
This was a Navy SEAL operation.
So we haven't seen him dead yet.
It's very classified.
But we haven't seen him.
I've never seen Michael Jackson dead, but I know he's dead.
Oh, I saw him dead.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen my grandmother dead, but I know she died.
Or do you?
I'm pretty sure because my family went out to the funeral. But
exactly. Yeah. Who do you know anybody who went to the sea that they threw him at?
Yes. They held a public burial for him at the sea. Actually, did you know that if in Muslim tradition, if you're not buried within 48 hours of your death, you won't go to heaven and receive 72 virgins?
Wait, what?
They believe that if you're not buried, if you're buried and you fulfill your duty on earth as a Muslim, if you're buried within the first 48 hours of your death, you'll go to heaven and receive 72 virgins.
And if you're not?
You know what?
If you're not buried within that time?
Oh, then you're, yeah. You're out of luck.
Wasn't it something like if, I don't know what it is.
It's some nonsense.
You have the, like, heaven, hell, and then, like, the thing, like, in between, and, like, if you're not buried within the time, like, you stay at the in-between thing with all the evil things, and then you have to wait a billion years until you get...
Who said that?
I don't know.
Are you referencing purgatory, the old Catholic, or actually the Catholic belief?
I don't know. I and that just came to my mind when you just said that, so I don't know.
You know what you get? All right, I heard this pretty... all right, listen. There's some breaking news today.
Listening.
And this breaking news was Chuck Norris has just returned from his trip to Pakistan.
Oh.
You get it? Pakistan? Osama bin Laden died? Chuck Norris just got back on the trip?
I get it.
Yep.
Chuck Norris can kill a bear, you know? We should bring on Chuck Norris jokes.
Chuck Norris?
This is a very appropriate
Can drown a fish.
Okay, that is old.
Chuck Norris. All right, if you're ever at a party, do not ask Chuck Norris for punch.
Don't ask me for punch.
Why?
Because I will give you some with poison in it.
No. Well, I was thinking of the more like...
Ow.
Type thing.
Nobody saw that. I want to burn some of that alone. My jokes. You don't get two headphones. That's not fair.
I had a pretty good one. I forgot what it was. Well, anyways, when Chuck Norris is doing push-ups, he's actually pushing the earth down. Which is actually true.
See, I've heard all of
it. Because according to, I believe it's Newton's third law of motion.
My brain.
For every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction. My brain. So how can him pushing, how would there not be any type of...
Okay. Unless people say when you jump, you actually push the earth down. So let's say...
You do.
Someone on the top of the earth and someone directly below you both jump at the same exact time.
Yeah, but then there's someone else in the middle jumping.
Nope.
Just offsets it all.
Nope.
Were you going to control everyone's
okay,
jumping?
Okay, everybody habits? Gets in a big line and forms around the whole earth and just jumps at the same exact time. What would happen?
Blow up.
It would just explode one.
Well, it's just like if everyone flushes the toilets at the same time, the world just blows up.
No, all the schools would jump in the air 1 foot.
No, it's, the whole place blows up.
And that wouldn't happen.
And one thing that also causes something to blow up is if a vlogger is vlogging another vlogger while he's vlogging.
I've seen that, though.
It's happened to me. I blew up.
I've seen that.
I see it all the time. Me and Frank.
What if Pinocchio said my nose is about to grow?
Oh, I saw that all the time. Jerk. What? That's my joke.
I came up with it.
No, you didn't.
You came up with that joke?
I didn't come up with it. I heard it from somewhere else.
I heard it from me.
No, I didn't.
That's what happened.
Man, you know what they say. It's your hard day's work. You always got to get some good rest in.
Yeah. No, I don't. I feel like I'm not satisfied with rest unless, like, I get showered and bathed, you know?
I don't want to hear about that.
Like, when I just sit down and relax, like, it's just not satisfying.
It's very satisfying, actually. And my throat is
killing me. Yeah, I want to move to California.
Actually, if I were to do that internship, they would ship me up to California.
I want to move to California.
I lived in California once.
Because I watch all these vloggers who are in California. It just looks like such a sweet place.
No, it's horrible.
It's horrible, really?
I woke up every morning when I was there, and I was like...
Because I
just a major sigh.
I want to like be in a place where like it's like... Ah, you know?
Oh, so Trevor, you know Trevor?
Trevor
D. Thomas.
I gotta block that last name. I have to edit this one.
Trevor, no, he wanted me to put it in. Trevor D. Thomas. Right,
go,
anyways,
go along.
What was I saying? Oh, he was talking to me about Bagman, and he was like, he was crushed that we stopped doing it, and he started crying right in front of me. He broke down. And anyways, he's like, I want Bagman to be on the big screen. And if it's not, I'm going to kill you. So I guess we have to do it or else I die.
The big screen, like, what's the biggest TV you have?
A 55.5-foot screen.
Did he define what big was?
55.5.
Let's give him a, because we had, I made a CD thing of all the Bagman episodes. Let's give it to him. And we can all be right, like, here, you can put it on the big screen.
You hear that, Trevor D. Thomas? You just got your lucky day.
You just won a free CD of the Batman episodes. I want to do my radio voice.
That's not a radio voice.
That is.
This is a radio voice. Where you just
won. This is a radio voice. What, like, every talk show is like, hey guys, welcome to another episode of the fabulous, fabulous show. I'm Trent Thomas.
And I'm Brian Williams.
Here's Tom with the news. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Well, the weather for tomorrow is going to be gray. And after that, it's going to be pink.
We just lost all our viewers.
No, it's awesome.
So, we actually recently finished... Oh, okay. You know something really weird? Okay, so there's this really weird thing. It's, like, really creepy every time I listen to it. And what it does is, yeah... You wear headphones, and you take two sounds. In the left ear, you have something that's going, like, it's, like, one tune that's going, like, 200 hertz, and then a tune in the right ear that's going like 210 hertz.
Yeah.
And what it does is it like compiles it, and your brain makes like a third brain wave or something, and you hear like this weird like, vn, 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 vn. It's so creepy.
That's, everyone knows that when you mix a type of ratio of hertz.
No, it's weird.
When you mix...
Because, like, your brain makes, like, a third wave, and, like, if you listen to it too long, you get, like, a headache.
Yeah, if you mix 210 and 200...
But it's not exactly that. It could be, like, it just has to be a differential.
Ratio. No, that ratio.
No, it has to be a differential.
That ratio.
It has to be a differential.
It's a ratio.
It has to be a differential. Because it's obviously different ones.
It's a ratio.
No, it just has to be different ratio. Ones. Just has to be different ones. So if you had something,
Josh R was telling me about how he's getting fake IDs from his cousin down in Florida. He showed me his ID from when he was like 3 today.
Okay, when you're like 14, or how old is he? Is he 14?
15.
Is he 15? I don't know. 14 to 15. Is a fake ID really gonna do you much good?
What do you mean?
Because you obviously, like, if you're trying to get into, like, a club or something, like, they're obviously going to know that's a fake.
Josh, he looks like he's 50.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You should have seen him today. He looks completely...
like a full-grown beard and, like... Okay, but...
you're describing him.
Like, if, like... Obviously, that's, like, a known, like, he's...
Excuse me.
I mean, you entertain the audience while I get a beverage of root beer.
Of what beer?
Root beer.
So this is your paid sponsor's message from Orgel.
We're not that rich.
Don't ever have a toothache without Orgel. Because Orgel gets rid of toothaches.
They're suing us.
We had this video idea of just doing constant commercials for like 2 minutes.
You know it's wicked entertaining to watch 5 second films.
Not you.
It's each video is exactly 5 seconds long and they are hilarious. Some of them are like really stupid.
Did you laugh your pants off?
Yes, I laughed. I was cracking up and I closed my eyes and I opened them and my pants were gone. They were just gone.
See, that's the best type of laughing.
Yeah. Now, where did that phrase come from, laughing your pants off?
I just made it up.
No, people go like, hey, liar, pants on fire. Like,
well, that does not
why are your pants on fire when you're lying? It's like Pinocchio 2.0.
Well, if your pants are on fire, everyone knows that's just like the biggest disappointment on the face of the earth. Like, if my pants were to just spontaneously combust right now, I would be highly disappointed. Now, if my shirt... had spontaneously combusted, I wouldn't care so much. But my
what
pants,
if your head spontaneously?
Well, then in that case, I wouldn't have anything to say.
But you'd have something to think.
No.
Yes.
Anyways, I'd be very disappointed.
If your head were to get cut off, would you just like instantly die?
Yes.
Or would you have like one split little second?
Nope.
Okay, now imagine there's a sniper through that window.
And if he shot you through the temple, you'd be done.
But, like... would you be feel like a quick, like, really, like, half a second sharp pain? Or would it just be like, whoa, where am I?
Probably not. I've heard accident stories of people being thrown from, like, motorcycles. And they get up and they're walking and apparently one of their bones from their legs is just popping out of their skin. And until they don't realize it because they're in shock and they don't feel the pain. And until someone points it out to them, they'll look at it and they'll just pass out.
I've experienced that once, except not as not as crucial. I was actually walking, and I think I was playing hide and seek or something, and I was in my house, and you know those things that you put curtains on?
You put over windows? Is it called curtains? Yeah.
Yeah, but curtains, like the thing that holds the curtains up.
A rod?
It's like a metal rod.
It's a rod.
Yeah, and it like twists. The ones we have, it twists, and it's really sharp at the end. And I was running, and I stepped on it, and I was like, ow, that hurt. And then I looked down on it, and I saw I was, like, bleeding everywhere. I was like, oh, la, 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 la. Then I looked down, and I was, like, bleeding everywhere. I was like, oh, my God! And, man. I was...
Or did it go down exactly like that?
What was that noise?
What?
What was that noise?
What? How'd it go?
It was like...
For all you that are listening, we're under attack. Please call 911.
No, please don't, because they're probably listening to this right now. What if the government is probably listening to this right now?
Who cares? I don't care. I don't care what we have to say.
Your computer just...
Awesome. I love it.
I mean, they probably have every house bugged. They're probably listening to this right now.
I just got my Adobe CS4, actually.
Would you just cut it out? Would you just stop?
I've had enough of this. You know, I work so hard, I work all day, and I come home to this? You didn't even make me chicken.
I don't live here. Hey, I put a whole fridge. I mean, I put a whole freezer full of soda.
That's all you've done?
And I got the mini fridge.
And you think that's gonna mend things over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now I have to change the host files and terminal.
Alright, don't do that now.
Cause I'm cool as can
be. Do not do that now.
Why?
What day is it? Today is Monday. We had no school today, or I had no school today. I don't know about you.
Sure. Of course I did have school. I had the conference to go to all day. Might as well have gone to school. Jeez. Smack you in the face. You're being so defiant towards me, Sam.
Okay.
Copy and paste this in. So, we want to hear feedback from you guys. What was the most embarrassing time you've lost your pants? It could be any time you're riding a bike and your pants just incinerate on the spot, or you're laughing so hard that they just pop off. Just let us know in the comments, the reviews. Leave us your real name so we can get back to you in the next one. And we're going to like to hear your pants stories. Yeah, I saw that a long time ago. That's really old.
It's a picture and it says, man arrested during haircut. And his shot is him with a huge afro, but one half is gone.
Yeah, everyone's seen that before, so. Yeah, I mean, you're late to the party, dude.
It's funny.
I'm not gonna lie, you're late to the party.
I'm not late to the party. The party hasn't started. The party don't start till I walk in.
Please stop, that's really...
Don't stop.
That really makes me uncomfortable. Please stop.
See, it's funny because we're both wearing headphones, and like, it's just so weird when you talk. So weird when you talk really close to it like that.
Stop it, you're making me really uncomfortable.
It's just creepy because it's like, it's right in your ear. So it's like...
Well, how do you like these apples, huh?
It's creepy.
Are these apples nice and pleasant for you?
One thing I like about this...
How do you like them apples? I hear it in my right ear.
I like how yours...
You hear it in your right ear?
Yeah, see, it alternates. I'm on the left side and you're on the right side. I like how it's like that. 23 minutes. All right.
So I was thinking about joining a band.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a minute. We have a minute and a half. Actually, we have to time the music in. We have to time the music in, so we have about a minute left.
Well, how long are we making this? 25? Okay, so we could end it at 24:30.
If you guys want to... Oh, that's our iMac. Ignore that. If you guys have any money you want to send to us, feel free. I mean, that's... Okay, you can send it to...
Don't say anything, because I do not want to have to edit this.
You can send it to...
I do not want to have to edit this.
1-800-SAM-TOS.
That's a phone number. And don't call that.
Why? Because it's your cell phone number? And everyone knows it? But in all actuality...
My number doesn't even start with a 1-800.
This is...
You got 15 seconds.
I'm sorry for being so monotonous this whole time.
All right, well, thank you for watching this. We'll have a better one next time.
Listen.
Hopefully. Thank you for listening to this. And
have a nice
that's all.
Guys.
We'll have a better one next time. We may have a guest star. We may have...
The IMAX come out May 3rd. Look forward to those. Get out and buy them.
We may have...
buy them. Goodbye.
George Clooney starring in our next one.
And Denzel Washington.
Goodbye. Yeah. See ya.